The pandemic is not over, but it might feel that way starting Saturday, May 29th. That's the day all the state's pandemic restrictions and capacity limits on businesses will be lifted. On that day, people who've been fully vaccinated can go maskless in most indoor situations. Governor Baker says all of that is possible because of the state's work on vaccinations.
Massachusetts is on track to reach its goal of vaccinating 4.1 million residents by early June, and this level of protection makes this step possible for the people of the Commonwealth.
Joining us this morning to talk about this decision to roll back restrictions is Dr. Shira Derone, infectious disease physician and hospital epidemiologist at Tufts Medical Center. Good morning, doctor, and welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
So a few weeks ago, Governor Baker gave August 1st as the target date for the reopening. Now it's zooming up to happen more than 2 months earlier than that. What do you think of the new timeline?
Well, you know, I think that, of course, it may have had something to do with the CDC's new guidance and a desire by the governor to align with that. On the other hand, we also did hear the governor say on numerous occasions that he was likely going to move the timeline up because we were ahead of schedule on vaccination and because of the plummeting case rates. So I think there is certainly some logic to this new plan.
Beyond the logic, do you have concerns, worries about moving up the reopening?
You know, it's my job to worry. So I always worry. However, I think that we're going to do just fine with this reopening plan. Certainly, we know that we have vaccinated a very large proportion of the population. But what makes me reassured that this plan is sound is not really vaccination rate. It's the vaccination rate that gets us to the case rate that we have right now. And the trajectory downward that I'm seeing in the current case rate suggests to me that we're really past that precipice, that turning point, where we're going to continue to see cases plummet for the next few weeks and really get to that low that we saw last summer, even at an earlier date than we did last year.
Let's talk a little bit more about masks. People who are fully vaccinated will need to wear masks only in a few locations under this rollback, while unvaccinated people are still supposed to wear masks. But this is largely going to be on the honor system. So how concerned should people be about being around others who may be unmasked and unvaccinated?
So the governor has changed his face covering order, or he's actually rescinding his face covering order on May 29th, and there will be a face covering advisory from the Department of Public Health. So it really won't be mandatory for vaccinated or unvaccinated people to wear masks indoors, and there won't be a need for businesses to enforce face covering. And that's really the piece that's making people the most nervous. Now, at some point, we were going to feel that it was safe enough for vaccinated and unvaccinated people to shed their masks, whether that was in 2021 or 2030, that it has to come at some point. And so the question is, what is the point at which that is safe? And safe for everybody really means something different.
So I want to ask, are you comfortable enough yourself right now in terms of taking a mask off to eat outdoors or indoors with a mask off at a restaurant?
I am comfortable eating outdoors and indoors. I'm comfortable because of my vaccination status doing pretty much anything.
All right, so let me ask one last question, if I might. Governor Baker referred to the coronavirus as something that's going to stay with us, but that it's at a point where it can be managed. Is that your take?
Yes, that's exactly my take. We have to understand that we are not going to achieve what some people call zero COVID. We have to learn how to live with it. And I believe that with vaccination, which is really the solution, we will achieve, or essentially have already achieved, a state in which it can be managed.
All right. Dr. Shira Daron, infectious disease physician and hospital epidemiologist at Tufts Medical Center, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you.